Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, my name is Ruth Mandelbaum, and the account number is 2819.
How are you today, Ruth?
That's so great.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's okay. We recently had Arch Top Fiber installed.
Mm-hmm.
There was a problem where the installation finally got done. Then 1 or 2 days later, we had to call back a technician because the service was out. Apparently, we were so new, we weren't even in the system yet. So I don't know how much of this is recorded in the system, but the technician was there for, he thought it would be something easy, but it wasn't because the telephone presented a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got the telephone to work using one upstairs jack. And now it's out again. I'm not sure for how long, since we don't use that phone all that much. But we didn't touch anything. And when I went down to the basement just to look at the telephone wires, it's like a jumble that like you wouldn't believe. So I have no idea what's what there. Anyway, so the bottom line is we have no, quote, landline service. I have already returned my modem to Spectrum. My cell phone bill's now gone up $20 because we have cell phones from them. So I'm actually paying more for my Arch Top than I am for my Spectrum. And I don't even understand your billing because I just looked in the account and it looks like we were billed $94 in the middle of the month. But then it looks like we're getting billed another 94 hours at the end of the month, and it says for the current month. So I don't even know if that's supposed to be for this month or next month. But anyway, so that's where things stand at the moment.
Okay, let me just go ahead and take a look. Do you mind providing me with your service address, please, just for confirmation?
Yes, it's 269 Richmond Parkway.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and see the invoices here. So the only one that we have, as far as invoices go, you are currently up to date, and that was for December 16th through January 15th. Essentially what happens is when you make a payment, typically, it will take out on the date of install. I do see here that it went out on the 16th instead. It seems that the initial bill was zero. So let me just take a look at the other invoice.
Okay, just so you know, because I'm not trying to fight about this, but I went to my online account, and the online account shows me, like, printed invoices that says
yeah, I'm on that right
there
now.
Is an actual invoice. So if that's not accurate, what's the online account, that's something I need to, like, understand.
Well, I'm looking at the past and current invoices. The only one that is viewable is the 12/16 one. It shows that there was a $0 for the 12/10, I'm assuming due to the issues you've experienced.
I'm on auto deduct, and you've auto deducted mm-hmm. the first payment, the 94 one.
Yes, but it's typically on date of install.
Right, so that's something I paid for.
Yes.
Okay.
It's on day of install, and that's for the month ahead. We charge for the month ahead.
You charge for the month ahead. Okay.
Yes. So essentially, your billing cycle starts on the 16th.
So I have something that says, I'm looking at this, it's total current charges due by December 31st, $94.97. That's what I'm looking at.
Yes, that's the current invoice. It just shows that the due date is December 31st, if I'm not mistaken.
But that's the one that's already been paid.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, because the payment was made on the 16th.
So the next bill will be January 15th?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's the billing part of it. So the other part of it is I don't have a phone.
Okay. I can open a ticket for that. I can go ahead and schedule a tech to come out at some point if you'd like.
Well, I don't know how else it's going to get fixed.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I mean, if it's something that you could fix remotely, by all means, that would be my preference.
Absolutely. Let me just go ahead and take a look. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah.
Was that a yes that I can, or?
Yes, you can put me on a hold.
Sorry. I do appreciate it. I'll be right back, okay?